Good day, guys. This is your business coach, Adanna Austin, and welcome to the Dynamic Business Growth Podcast, your weekly podcast where we talk about all things business.
Guys, I am a huge, huge planner. I plan everything, right? It can be sickening, but I know for my mental sanity and to make sure that I get everything that I want in life, I plan. Right. And planning takes different forms for everybody. Right. But I also plan with the understanding that I need to be flexible because there are going to be things out of my control and there are going to be times that things don't work out the way that I want them to work out. And that's fine. Right. But the point is that the reason I wanted to have this conversation right now is because we're literally in the last week of October. Right. November 1st starts on Sunday, which means we only have 8 more weeks for the year. And I know that 2020 was a whirlwind year for so many of us in business. Some businesses have had to shut down. Some businesses kind of took a break because they had to pivot and, you know, they wouldn't get any kind of sales that they wanted. And, you know, the priorities of the clients change and all of that. A lot of us had to really reassess how we were doing business, right? And where we're doing business and who our ideal clients are. So I want to tell you that now is the best time for you to start a plan for 2021. Whether you are still operating your business, whether your business has, you know, came to a halt because of the pandemic, right? Whether you've been posting sometimes or showing up sometimes, but not on a consistent basis. I want you to understand that now, as in today, is the time for you to plan for 2021 and not January 1st. January 1st makes no sense. If you anything that you're planning for January, that you start a plan in January, has to be for March, right? You want to start to think about, what do I want my business to look like and feel like given the situation that we're in? Because nobody knows when we're going to get out of this pandemic. But it does not mean that you cannot operate a business. It simply means that you have to operate your business in a different way. So it means that your messaging may have to change. It means that your ideal clients may have to shift. It means how you deliver your product or services might also have to shift. And all of those things are not hard things to do, but they do take planning, because it might mean that, okay, now that people can come to me, I need to get a courier service, right? I need to get a courier service to deliver these things. Or I need to make sure that I can do online my clients can do online transactions with me. So I have to make sure that my business is an e-commerce business as opposed to, you know, because nobody wants to go in the bank and line up to pay anymore. It's the hassle, right? So you want to shift those things in your business to make the transactions, to make interacting with you, buying from you, engaging with you even easier. You know, we can't do large gatherings anymore. So where I would normally do like these big trainings and stuff, like how do I create that virtual experience, right? And make it still manageable, make it cost effective, but still add so much value to my audience, right? So that is what my conversation is today. You need to start to plan for 2021 now, right? Because we've all had to shift and make a decision of like what I want my business to look and feel like. What do I want my message to be to my audience? Am I addressing the exact same audience? And if so, what am I saying? And if not, how am I introducing myself to these people? And if I went quiet, how am I reintroducing myself to my audience? Because they may have gone somewhere else, right? To start to shop or engage or whatever, because I went silent on them. Right? You want to start to put those things in place. What is your content plan? And as well as, what do I want to make in my business? What kind of revenue do I want to make in my business given this new normal? A lot of businesses, and this is a huge, huge conversation I have with a lot of entrepreneurs, right? They automatically feel like, well, we're going through a pandemic, so nobody's spending money. we're going through a pandemic so that nobody is interested in anything. The truth of the matter is that I've spoken and I've worked with a lot of entrepreneurs who have actually made a lot more money during this time than when we did not have a pandemic, right? And that says to me, and from different types of businesses, yeah? From retail to IT to consultancy to, you know, virtual classes. And that says to me that, you know what, because people need to spend money in order to survive. That's not really going to change. How they spend money might be different, right? What they might view as a priority definitely might be different, but people are still going to spend money. So it means that you have to now shift your messaging, right? And how you present the solution that you are providing to your audience. Does that make sense, guys? Does that make sense to you? So I've seen a lot of people who normally have a lot of meetups and networking events and stuff. They've started to do a lot more Zoom meetings, right? And they're charging for it. It doesn't mean that their audience, and in fact, because they're doing it on Zoom, right? They're doing it online, they are able to actually reach a wider audience because they can hold like 100 people or 200 people. Whereas if they had a venue, the venue could only hold so many people. Right? So you have to figure out, how am I adjusting my solution to my audience base by still being relevant to them? Still being relevant to them. That is the question you have to ask. How am I adjusting? You don't want to just go silent. You don't want to just not say anything to them. You don't want to just throw your hands in the air, because guys, the day that you throw your hands in the air, you'll kick yourself 3 weeks from now, because you know very well there are certain things that you can do to get back that momentum that you were having before the pandemic started, right? And that's what I want to tell you about. Let's start to prepare for 2021, right? We can work together over the next 8 weeks, starting from Sunday, over the next 8 weeks to get you there, right? And what I have outlined in my 2021 program is the exact steps that I have taken, because I've already planned for my 2021. I have my things in place. My assistant is putting together all the things in the back end for us right now. We're testing it, you know, and because I'm not waiting till January 1st to say, okay, I'm ready. You know, I'm ready now. Right? So I wanted to give you that framework of what I have used in my own business, not just this year, but I mean, this year was a little different because we had a pandemic to see about, but what I've used in the past that would allow me to literally start off each year in profit, start off each year with like tons of clients, right? And not just waiting until like January 1st and now start to put pen to paper to get things together, right? And it's called the 2021 Takeover. That's the name of the program. It starts on November 1st. And I really just wanted to give you a breakdown of what each week is going to look like, because that's the biggest question that I've been getting from people, what each week is going to look like. So week one, which starts on Sunday, we're going to set out your intentions for 2021. We're going to start from scratch. What are your intentions for 2021? What has to happen in your business in the first 90 days? And what do we need to do to get that? And that will also include a financial goal, right? Week two, we fine-tune who your ideal clients are. Again, because your ideal clients may have shifted. And that's fine. Because you know what, guys? As your business grows anyway, your ideal client shifts. You know that? As your business grows, your ideal client shifts. So something like COVID-19 happening, it would stand to reason that sometime your ideal client may have shifted, and that's okay. You have to do the work to identify exactly who is buying the solutions that you are offering right now. So we're going to do that in week two and fine tune what that is. In week three, we will fine tune your offering. Because your ideal client has changed, their challenges have changed, what they require from you might have changed. So your bundles might have to change, your tiers might have to change, your costing may have to change, all those things. So week three, we're going to really fine tune what that looks like, right? Create new tiers, create new bundles for you, so that, and with a very clear call to action, so that once you start putting out your stuff, it's going to be easy for them to say yes, yes, yes. Tell me in the comments if you have any questions, if it's making any sense at all. Tell me in the comments, is it making sense? Do you have questions? Right, if I'm going too fast, tell me in the comments. Remember to tag your business buddies, tag your best friends, tag your accountability partners, tag your friends in business, yeah? Week four, we go through all your money objections, because guys, this is a big thing. We don't like to talk about money. We don't like to talk about profit. We like to just say we want some money. The truth is you don't just want some money. You want money so that you can reinvest in your business. You want money so that you can generate more income. You want money so you can hire staff. You want money so that you can get more inventory. You want money so that your business will grow. And you don't want just some money, because some money is a dollar. I always tell you all that, right? Some money is a dollar, and that's not what you want. So we want to get very clear on your financial goal and remove those money blocks that a lot of you are walking around with and blocking you from receiving the money and the revenue that you know you can receive. You have to believe that you can receive it, right? Week five, we make sure all the back end stuff. So there are a lot of parts of your business can be automated, right? Especially if you're a one man show, a one woman show. There's a lot of things in your business that can be automated. There are a lot of things in your business that can be connected to each other. So for example, my blog is connected to my LinkedIn profile. So every time I put out a new blog, it automatically goes to my LinkedIn, right? It's also connected to this app that I use that helps me drip the same content to my audience for 365 days, which means that my audience on LinkedIn is seeing my blogs over and over and over over the span of a year, right? And it's always going to be new information to people, and it's always going to be a reiteration of certain things. Obviously, the blog about particular things in business, right? So those are like the back end parts of your business, right? The automation of your emails, your automation of your social media, your automation of how people buy from you and how you deliver those stuff, all the back end things. You want to make sure that those things that don't need to be manual are put in place, and that you have like very clear standard operating procedures, so that if you bring anybody else into the business, you can literally just tell them, look, this is our standard operating procedures, and they should be able to follow and get everything done in your absence. Yeah. Right. Week six, we create content, because we all know that content is the driving force of your business. Content is how you build that know, like, and trust. Content is how you build that relationship. You start the engagement with your audience. We're going to create content that has themes, that tells stories, that includes videos, that includes pictures, that includes conversation starters, content that is really going to boost up your engagement, boost up your visibility, boost up your brand awareness, boost up your positioning as the authority figure on whatever niche market that you are in. Yeah. Number seven, week seven, we're going to talk about your launch plan, right? And your launch plan really just talks about if you have any signature programs or any signature products that you want. So like, I'm working with two clients right now, and we are launching stuff for Black Friday. Now that's not a huge thing in Trinidad, but Trinidad launch could be like a Diwali sale or a Christmas sale or a New Year sale, or, you know, you want to have a launch plan, so that you're not just throwing spaghetti on the wall and hoping it sticks, right? You want to have a launch plan. So we're going to work through what your launch plan and what are the seasons of your launch for your business. And then week 8, we do a recap just to make sure that once we are done, you have a good understanding of all of the steps and how you can take this particular thing that you have and rinse and repeat it over the next 90 days. You understand what I'm saying? So you literally could rinse and repeat this after March and get even better results, because the more that you do it, the more that you get in tune with it, the more that you fine tune it, it's going to be easier and easier for you to do. So week 8, we're going to recap everything and get into and make sure that you are covered. Yeah. So guys, that's what the 8 weeks actually look like for the 2021 takeover program that starts on November 1st, which is on Sunday, right? And I know you've been seeing me talking about it. I know you've been seeing all the posts, all the videos, all the emails about the 2021 takeover program. And we only have space for 20 people, right? So I can't remember how many seats have gone already, but we have, I think, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 or 7 seats have already gone. So we only have a space of 20 people. So you want to get in there, right? You're going to get one-on-one support from me. You're going to get group support. You're going to get accountability. You're going to get access to my membership site until December 31st. But that's mainly for electronics, right? We are not huge for Black Friday for non-electronic things. That's my point, right? So it's still not like a huge, huge, huge thing for us here. It's trending because, you know, we follow a lot of American stuff. But it's still not like really, really huge here for non-electronic stuff. But anyway, my point is that you have to start to plan these things from now, so that you're not getting up every Monday morning and saying, oh my God, what am I going to share with my audience? Oh my God, what am I going to be selling this week? Oh my God, like how much money am I going to make this week? You want to wake up every week knowing, okay, this week I'm going to make $3,000 because I already have these things in place. This is my content that I'm going to share. This is the email. These are the emails that are going to go out. These are the videos that I'm going to be doing, and this is the information that I'm going to be sharing, and this is how people are going to buy from me. You want to have that level of certainty every single week, every single day in your business, and remove that guessing game. You know what I mean? That's what I find a lot when I'm coaching people. There's like a whole guessing game, like, what am I going to say? How am I going to do it? How am I going to make the money? How you want to have a plan. In order for that to happen, you have to have a plan, and you have to have a belief that it is going to happen. And you have to not just say it, not just write it down, but you have to get into action and allow it to happen. It requires you to be consistent. It really, really requires you to be consistent. And it really requires you to believe that this is possible. Because there are low-hanging fruits and then there are high-hanging fruits. There are certain things in your business that you can literally change right now and get sales. I swear, there are things you can change right now in your business and get sales. And then there are other things that, yeah, going to take a while, like if you're building a website. That's going to take a few weeks. That's understandable. Look, last week I started with a new client. I started with her on Thursday. And we spoke about some low-hanging fruits, you know, just some easy things, some easy tweaks that she can make in her business right there on that day and start to make sales. And she did it, and she made sales, right? I mean, I just got a call with her, and she's like, and I cannot believe I made sales just by doing that one thing. Because there are low-hanging fruits that you are ignoring in your business that is going to allow you to make sales. And that could be different for everybody, because it's not a one size fits all. That could be like sending an email telling your audience what you have. That could be literally adding a call to action to your post, because I've done that with a client before. She was posting getting no sales, and her next post, she literally just added a call to action and she got like 5 sales, right? It could be literally doing a video and sharing valuable information with your audience with a call to action. It could be just tagging somebody on social media. It could be reaching out to a company and saying, listen, hey, I want to offer you this. I see this is happening and I want to offer this. Those are really, really low hanging fruits that you could do in your business immediately to get results, but you're not doing it because you prefer to sit back and complain that things are not working and people are not buying and the government not doing and all those kind of things, right? We're not about that life. We want to start to plan your business in such a way that it runs smoothly. You want to start to plan your business in such a way that you are consistent, that your audience knows exactly the solutions that you provide for the challenges that they have, that your audience will automatically always come to you and they will always say yes to you. You want to have things in place in advance so you can launch your products or services and you can always get a yes from your audience. But you have to plan those things out, guys. You have to plan those things out and you have to make the decision that I am going to do the work, because your actions have to align with the thing that you say that you want. So it's not just enough to say, I want this. Not enough to say, I want to make $3,000 a week. But if your actions are not aligning to it, so you can write that in your journal, you can say affirmations about it, you can meditate on it, you can visualize your $3,000 coming. But if you're not doing the action, you're not doing the work that will lead you to get that $3,000 a week, then you're canceling out yourself. Right, you're shooting yourself in the foot. In your foot, you're canceling out yourself. That's essentially what you are doing.
Thanks so much for tuning into today's podcast. And remember, it is all about focus and consistency. Check for more episodes on my website at Marketing Dynamics Business Solutions at www.mkgdynamics.com.